Hey, Dog Pound, welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura alongside Dustin Fox. It's official. Johnny Manziel will make the first start of his NFL career this Sunday at quarterback against the Cincinnati Bengals. Dustin, your reaction?
The time has come. The time has come to make that move. Maybe, you know, some people think that maybe it's a week too late. But nonetheless, the move has been made. We're going to find out what this kid can do. You know, there's three ball games left in the season. The Browns are clearly still in the playoff hunt. But it's going to be exciting for sure. I mean, we all have been talking about Johnny Manziel ever since he was drafted back in May. And now we're going to get the first glimpse of what it's like to see him as a starting quarterback.
That's right. You want to see if he can translate the type of productivity he had in college, where he produced nearly 10,000 yards of offense and 93 touchdowns in just two seasons at Texas A&M. We got a glimpse of that against Buffalo, that 8-play, 80-yard drive, completed 3 of 4 passes for 54, ran in the touchdown. And that's the only touchdown a quarterback has produced for the Browns in the last three games, and he did it on two drives. Obviously, with the way the defense has been playing, the offense has been so stagnant, a change had to be made. And what do you think the message it sends to this team is?
Well, I think it just sends a message of, hey, look, we got to try and do anything possible to spark this offense. 29 drives, one touchdown with Brian Hoyer as the starting quarterback. This is not an indictment of Brian as a person or anything like that, and I think Mike Pettine really expressed that yesterday in his statement that he put out. But it's just about trying to do something to change it up. This isn't just about the quarterback position, guys. This is about any position on the football field. If you're not getting production from a certain group or a position, you're going to make a move. You're trying to spark something, and Johnny gave us that spark against the Buffalo Bills, and I think they're hoping that they can get that for a 60-minute game.
Yeah, certainly it's a bottom-line business. A change had to be made on the offense for the Browns, and you're looking at Johnny Manziel. What he brings that's different than Brian Hoyer, stronger arm, mobility, the ability to run for first downs, extend drives, and extend plays with his legs. What kind of pressure will that put on the Bengals' defense?
A ton of pressure, because they're going to be limited in terms of what they're going to do coverage-wise, because you never want to have your back to the quarterback. Back to a quarterback who can run, and Johnny absolutely brings that added dimension to the table. So it's going to be exciting to see what Johnny can do. I'm just a little bit nervous and concerned about how he adapts to the NFL, because the game is going to be moving so much faster. There's going to be a lot more that goes into the position as opposed to just being thrown out there against Buffalo late in the game, a little bit of prevent defense. Some of their guys weren't on the field. This is going to be, hey, Cincinnati Bengals game planning for him the entire week. They're going to have packages in to try and stop his mobility, stop his running style, and we'll see. We'll see what happens.
But the good news is, when you scheme to prevent something, you open other things up. If you want to put a spy on Johnny Manziel that's taking somebody out of coverage, if when they respect his run, they're not as quick and decisive against the play fake. So it's going to help as well if he can take advantage of those situations.
And he's going to have to. He's going to have to get outside the pocket. A lot of play action passes, which would then in turn, you know, open up some of the running game that have not been successful over the last couple of weeks. And then you're looking, hey, can Josh Gordon get on the same page with Johnny Manziel? Because the last 2 weeks, not so much with Brian Hoyer. Hopefully that added spark gets this offense that burst of energy they really need.
That's right. The Browns have needed a burst of energy on offense. They need to put points on the scoreboard, and they have turned to Johnny Manziel to make that happen against the Bengals team, who struggled. What Ben Roethlisberger got out of the pocket last week, giving up 42 points to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think he's going to help the ground game. He's going to cause those linebackers to pause just for a second. They're going to be concerned about him, and if he can be efficient, I think this offense has a chance to put a lot of points on the board against a beleaguered Bengals defense. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you so much for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Today. The Money Manziel era officially underway.